Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 21. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 19th chapter. And behold, a man came up to Jesus saying, "Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life?" And he said to him, "Why do you ask me what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments." He said to him, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these I have kept. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you would be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. When the man comes asking, Christ does not answer him directly. Likewise, you probably know the rest of the story, that this man would not receive the teaching of the one that he called teacher. Not all questions, then, are asked in good faith, and not all flatteries must be received. Jesus is not interested in being called good teacher by those who don't plan on following his teaching. We also then must curb our enthusiasm when we hear that Jesus and even traditional Christian values may be gaining respectability again in some surprising circles outside of the church. Why are they willing to consider our practices and our moral instincts and our outlook on the world good when only one is good? And they do not have the same interest in him. So it goes with the rich young man in the end. This word also comes, though, to us who do know the Lord, to us who echo the Shema of Israel in our creeds and our Te Deums, that the Lord is one and he is good. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Then it's worth it to stop this story short, at least this once for a while, to put that question to us also. What truly is it that puts us at ease? And by what do we measure our prosperity? And if we are dismayed, what is the lack that we are trying to fill up? The rich man was at ease in his wealth and his knowledge. We begin to see that when he rejects what Jesus said, "No, Lord, it has to be more than just the commandments. I know those. I've kept those. There has to be more." To such a person, Jesus goes in the other direction. "You have too much. You must forsake it. You must sell it all and increase in your lack, if you would possess eternal life and a heavenly treasure and the real goods, that is, the one who is good." What keeps the noble and open-minded atheists from God? What has always kept the Jew from entering his Sabbath rest that is his by birthright? That also threatens the Christian heart, yours and mine. And that is to have all of the information, to have all of the peripheral benefits without having the thing itself, without having the good, the Lord. And what good is it to honor God with our lips while our hearts remain far from him? A diagnosing symptom of this fear in each of us is our fear of coming off as radical and extreme. above all else, it seems. Surely it would seem radical to sell every possession that you have, just as it would to disregard the best financial position in over a decade, or to make a less successful choice for the sake of the truth, even if it won't benefit you, or to act as if, and not only to say that, we are the ones who look forward to the resurrection of the dead. How difficult it is for those who have no lack in this life to recognize when God Himself has become non-existent in us, specifically when we have a lack of God as our Savior, whom we desperately need. Without a Savior, nothing is possible, Jesus will go on to say, and He's right. If He hides His face, then we are truly dismayed in every way, as the psalm says. Not in our ease, not in our prosperity, not in our knowledge or in our works, or in any of our goods, are we ever able to say, I will never be moved. No, it is because the Lord is at my right hand that I shall not be moved. Christ alone brings peace that passes all understanding, peace which this world cannot give. Jesus alone is an enduring treasure, not to mention He is the source of all earthly goods. And God alone is good, because His mercy endures forever. And so then we do confess the creeds and we sing the Te Deums, so that we would not stop short with good advice or with stable finances or with mere honorable ways of life, but that we would follow Him for Him. Have our hearts captivated by Christ Jesus, who alone is our Savior and is our eternal life and good. So He has taught us to pray in the same way, to His Father in His name, least of all for goods in this life, but first for His name and for His kingdom and for His will. There is one who is good, and it is Jesus Christ our Lord. In Him we shall never be moved. In fact, following Him, even if we die and if we keep nothing anymore, yet we shall live and we shall possess everything if we have Jesus only. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.